here talking crazy online.
Get these niggas out of here, Ricky. Right.
Trash ass.
I guess it's time to get started because we're drunk already.
Get these niggas out of here, Rick.
We're drunk.
Fuck wrong with these niggas, man.
Real niggas is back.
Like we never left.
Death Row Records, niggas.
Podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
We prune to these niggas.
Ladies and gents. Niggas and niggas. Welcome back.
Shut
the real
sweetie,
original
sweetie.
NWO niggas.
Sweetie,
go ahead and sing to them, plus.
La,
we some niggas. We some niggas. With the pins. With the pins. We some niggas. We some niggas. With the pins. With opinions, nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga, nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga, nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga, nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. But you need opinions, you should get in front of these niggas.
I swear,
you need opinions, you should get in front of these niggas. You need opinions, you should get in front of these niggas.
I swear,
you need opinions, you should get in front of these niggas. Me, Rick, Benny, and Chris. Who else you know take breaks and come back like this? Fuck you niggas, this lit. Fucking on yo bitch. We gon' have a good day today. Up in the cut is my nigga OJ. Look further deeper is my dog Big Shay. We don't give a fuck and we drinking rosé.
Hey.
Hey, at least that's what it look like. T-Pain, that's what I sing the hook like. The Bible, that's what I read the book like. Watch me jook right, jook left. Yeah. Watch my jook step.
Hey, you talking, nigga?
No warm up, no practice. In your bitching, and I'm about to get active. Smacking, no relaxing. Like Green Bay, I'm about to send you bitches packing. Brett Favre, but the bottle still pop, ho. Ben picked it up, he ain't gonna let it drop, ho. Got my finger in it like I'm Mr. Socko. Oh!
Oh! Hey, that was hard right there. Hey, that was hard. Crazy.
Name another podcast, nigga.
That was bars. Right
there. This nigga went crazy, bro.
Bars, nigga.
Y'all remember Mr. Socko?
Yes. The Rock and Sock Connection.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the NWO podcast coming back to you live and direct. I am 1/4 of your host, Benesy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan.
And the vegan trap lord himself.
Suck our fat.
That shit's still funny. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Boy. So we actually back. We back.
Don't say actually. Don't don't put the battery in nobody back. I've had enough shit. The amount of shit from you people. Fine. Okay.
The DMs, here we are. Bro,
here we are.
Nuts,
here we are. Like KFC said, here. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn. Here. Gentlemen, how we feeling? How we doing?
You're good, man. Good to be back.
Let's just start like this. Since I've last heard from you, Ricky, what's significant? What's changed? What's good? What's bad?
Damn. I mean, I talk to you every day. shit. Since we last
heard. I'm sorry. Since we last heard from you.
Okay.
Since the nigga Navy has last heard from you, what's new? What's changed? What's good? What's bad?
What's new is shit. I went to Africa. That was a life-changing experience. That was awesome.
First of all, I want to talk about the amount of money you have that you spent 2 weeks in Kenya.
Two and a half weeks. When you marry a rich Caucasian, it has its perks, it has its benefits. Good
life
credit, life-changing trips, things like that.
So she took you back to Africa.
Yeah, she did. She took me back to Africa. She wanted to take me back to where her people stole me from. It was very interesting. It was very interesting. I went to Africa. We did a lot of concerts, man. Working a lot. Home renovation, just out here living, man.
Oh, that's right. Home renovations. You got once you own one of those motherfuckers, you can never stop working.
Never stops working.
Tell me about the Chris Brown concert, brother, okay? I need to know the details because I'm seeing everybody. Clearly, you left with your wife, so things are going well.
Yeah. By the grace of God.
Because apparently, niggas are going to see Breezy and not leaving with their wife.
Yeah. He's out there cheating.
He's backflipping and stealing bitches.
Yes, he is. This is the second one we went to. We went to the 11/11 tour last year, which was the arena tour. And We went back this year. I don't know why I decided to do that with her, but it was good. It's a good concert. I think the one last year was a lot better. I don't know why people are hyping this one up the way they are, because I thought last year was just, I thought he danced more, he sang more than he did this year, which I get because this tour is probably longer. But no, the guy's, he is the greatest entertainer alive. Like, I saw Usher last year. I've seen him.
Have you seen Beyonce? That seemed crazy to say what I've seen Beyonce first.
I've not seen Beyonce live.
Yeah, I don't know then, brother. I don't know. I mean,
no, Beyonce for sure. Beyonce for sure.
I feel like people are swayed by backflips. Like, it's cool.
Hey, but you're talking to me here. Remember, I have Usher over Chris. So that doesn't.
As a performer?
In general, just me. I just like him. I just prefer Usher over Chris. But as a performer, I just think, dog, Chris is out there for 3.5 hours singing and dancing nonstop like the crackhead that he is. Like, it's just nonstop.
Let's see when he's 45. Because you have to, Usher is 45.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see Chris when he's 45 doing this.
And again, him and Beyonce are the greatest alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think they're the top tier, and then there's, you can tear everybody after them.
But Usher ain't never really been no dancing ass nigga.
Come on, Chris.
What are you saying, Chris?
With the fake outrage, bro.
Please, brother, please.
He been ticking and talking. He ain't been doing the level of dance that Chris Brown does when he's on stage. Usher's dancing is more of a choreographed TikTok slide across the stage. That type of shit.
You sound like you're describing Omarion.
I can't allow that shit. I really can't allow that shit, bro. I can't allow that shit. Say that about Omarion.
The shit is online. You could Google it. I've never seen Usher hit some shit that wasn't Britney Spears 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3
shit. Crazy, bro. You gonna start a show off?
We've been potting for 5 minutes.
You gonna start this show like this?
Fucking mind.
Are
you gonna start a show like this?
All right, bro.
This is how you gonna start, bro.
Whatever,
man. Usher don't dance.
I didn't say
that. Usher's a TikTok.
I'm saying he's not.
He's
the
a pop locking ass nigga.
Yes, nigga.
That nigga does all type of dancing, bro.
Where?
Every video, mind you, the nigga's on tour right now,
dancing, full out dancing on skates.
To slow jams, nigga.
On skates.
You got it bad. He doing all this shit.
1, 2, 3. That shit, nigga, he's not doing the shit Chris Brown's doing. I stand on that.
No, you got it, man. Okay.
Him and Chris Brown do two different levels of dance.
You got it, brother.
You got a different internet than the rest of us, bro.
Since the Navy's last heard from you, brother, what's good, what's bad, what's new?
I mean, you know.
Still crazy.
That's fine.
Obviously.
I've been working through some things in life, some tragedies here and there, but I'm still here, man.
Still alive, still walking.
Yeah. Getting closer to God, that type of vibe.
With a nigga from Snow to Bluff Stay, we still. We still, nigga.
Fucking Weeball. Oh, man. What about you, man?
Oh, I quit drugs, man. And
good for you, man.
I want to smoke them every day, but I am 6 months out the game from drugs.
So the cocaine, all that's done?
A little bit of coke, but mainly the weed's gone.
Yeah, okay.
It just wasn't serving me anymore. I only drink when I want to dance now. I can't club without alcohol. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah, if I can't drink, there's no purpose in me being out.
Because nothing makes me want to dance like drinking.
Yeah, there's no point. I can't do it.
But I'm purely tequila now because apparently it has the lowest calories.
I switched over to whiskey, actually.
Why? Is whiskey have lower calories than tequila?
It just goes better with my cigars.
You're a cigar now?
Yeah, I'm a cigar guy now, so yeah.
Me and my uncle smoke cigars.
I saw that. They look like a vibe.
You know, mainly because I feel like smoking goes with drinking and I don't do weed no more.
Yeah.
It felt right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still weird not inhaling.
I can't get,
you know, because, you know, when you smoke weed, you want to take it inside. Pause. Right. That's crazy.
That's insane. Wow. We're 8 minutes in, dog. Strike two for me.
That's crazy.
You guys got to grow up, man.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
You want to inhale the weed when you smoke it.
Right.
So cigars, you just puff.
You just puff, man.
Just puff.
You just puff it.
That shit, I mean, it's different.
Yeah, it's a good vibe, man.
Aside from that, nothing much, man. Still doing jokes, still hosting.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, I saw a flyer come across the timeline the other day, you and Success. That shit said a Haitian show in fucking Dover, Delaware?
Dover? It'll be my fifth time in Delaware.
There's Haitians there?
It's surprising to you that there's Haitians there? Let me tell you something.
I thought only white people there. Delaware?
Everywhere?
There's not a corner of this earth where Haitians don't exist. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers are everywhere.
I just didn't think Delaware would be a place that would be conducive for the Haitian skin, Haitian, you know, Haitian anything. Bro.
If there were nursing jobs in that motherfucker, we're there.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Okay. I can't imagine eating legume in fucking Dover.
It probably don't taste as good.
That shit tastes different, but yeah. And you know what? It's a good time. They're different. Like, I'm not gonna see Dukes and Gold Teeth
right.
in the audience, but yeah. But
I could see like if you're in Boston, New York, Miami, you know what I'm saying? But damn, when I saw Dumb, I'm like, what though? Is that a typo?
And like, mind
is
it every that, corner
is it that
in
the Delaware is not close enough to the ocean? Is that why you
it's,
think?
It's because, like, mind you, all the motherfuckers come from New York.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you're in New York and then you want
to
leave for a better job, then you hit Massachusetts and Rhode Island and all that. Because I've done Rhode Island. I've done Delaware. I've done Connecticut. Connecticut still got some of the baddest bitches I've ever seen in my life.
Connecticut?
In my life.
Gotcha.
Cool. I got to stay away from Connecticut.
That's not far-fetched.
Because, you know, when you think bad bitches in America, you don't just think Connecticut, but I... Brother,
there was a list. Did y'all see the list of the top 10 cities with the finest women?
Who made it, brother?
If I remember correctly, I know Houston was on there, Atlanta was on there, Chicago was on there, New York was on there. New York was number one, I believe.
The problem is, these are just things that you expect. Like, these niggas don't be well traveled enough to make these lists.
Well, what surprised me was Orlando was on there.
I saw Orlando.
Tampa was on there.
Yeah. Those cities don't belong there at all.
Yeah.
As niggas who live
much
in Florida.
Respect now. Much respect.
Yeah, yeah. But, no disrespect to Old Town.
But no, but. No. Orlando can't be topped in anything.
literally.
Tampa shouldn't be topped in
anything.
Shit.
No. Nothing.
I can't find a list.
No.
We're talking about shittiest cities. I can't find a list.
Maybe early 2000s, Tampa.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Not even.
I don't know. Y'all was there.
Not even.
I'm telling you.
You would put Tampa on the list before Tallahassee? Blasphemy.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
I agree.
Blasphemy.
Yeah. I agree.
And this is coming from former residents.
Yes. You know what I mean? I agree.
No. I've done my time. I've entered Tampa residents in their residence.
Tampa can't fuck with Tallahassee.
No. So I'm sorry. Can't do it. Ben, since we've last spoke, aside from your silly hat and hair, what's changed? What's new? You see his fucking sleepy hat? Like one of the fucking seven door. He like Mr. Sandman over
is
here.
That what the, is I'm that the brimless hat I'm he's comfortable. Wearing?
Huh?
He's wearing the brimless hat.
No,
nah.
It's like it's going down to his. Remember?
Oh, you got the sleeve for your locks.
Yeah,
heard.
Yeah,
locks.
Yeah, they're not locks though. They just twist.
They
but,
just twist.
Yeah.
All of the twist.
Checker
over
here.
Out. Benever twist.
Benever twist. All right, brother. I'm sorry. Please talk to me.
Nah, man. I'm just. Honestly, mainly, I'm just accepting, like, the limitations of my fucking body and age now, man. Last year, I tore my fucking Achilles.
Yeah, it's back. Yeah, it's
right.
back.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm still recovering from that. Like, that. I'm almost confident that that's just going to change my trajectory, like, for the rest of my life. I think this is always going to be something that I deal with.
Does it still hurt?
Sometimes.
So you like, still feel it?
Yeah, I still feel it. Like now I'm being a lot more active. I'm on the treadmill and shit like that. I'm in the gym and I still feel it after I walk out.
Because mind you, I used to work out with this nigga. This is a guy who does heavy weight.
Yeah.
This is a nigga squatting three or four plates now. That means that
I can't do it no more. Can't do it. I'm afraid to even like bend down. In like too far.
Bend don't bend. That's crazy.
Bend don't bend.
Hold on, there we go.
Bend don't bend.
Bend don't bend.
Bend don't bend. Don't bend no more.
Shit. Bend don't bend. All right.
Other than that, still working, still black, still trying.
Aren't we all, brother? Aren't we all?
That sounds about right.
I just want to start with some funny shit. Did y'all see Shakari Richardson tried to beat the shit out of that boy in the airport.
Yeah,
I heard about that shit, man. And it has the internet in the uproar.
Domestic violence.
Mainly because there's extra footage that came out.
Yeah. Is there new footage?
There's new footage that came out, like, while she's having dialogue with the police, and she's, like, pleading to her man, saying, like...
She's saying to the police, like, there's a man here.
Yeah, like...
Like, why am I in cuffs?
The fact that you guys are arresting me and he's the man in the situation is what she said. And I'm like, damn.
And in the footage I saw, he tried everything in his power to avoid, you know, where that can go.
He was trying
to stop that shit.
You can't run from her. That's the problem. Okay? You can't run from that fast motherfucker. Okay, that's correct me if I'm wrong.
Crazy, man.
Was she not a lesbian?
No.
Nah, never
I never
She just smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah.
So she was never gay.
Mm-hmm. No. Gay for weed.
At least she never came out and said she was gay.
Because they were calling her queer, black, and all this other shit. No.
All because she smoked weed.
Nah, I think that was more so because whenever women have like a tough exterior, they're so usually funny. Presumed so as lesbian.
That's so a good funny. Way of saying she got a figgy D.
Because
hard face, nigga.
Because, bro.
Tough exterior.
And mind you, that shit, they're in the airport. Dog is doing his best not to get his ass beat. But it made me think about, like, because my son is 2 years away from college. And whenever I see shit, I'm like, oh my God, nigga, it's time. Yeah. Like, nigga, we have fathers, we have big brothers and uncles in this bitch. What are you teaching your people about fights with the opposite sex or like getting attacked or not hitting?
Right now, because they're younger, I'm just, don't put your hands on people and don't let people put your hands on you. So I'm not at the stage yet to where I can have that kind of domestic conversation with them yet.
Yeah.
Because of their age. But when it does happen, I'm going to have to sit them down and be like, not only that. Like, women need to know, because I talk to my sisters. So I'd be like, you know, well, they're dating, but when they before they were there, I was like, this is a new time. Niggas hit bitches now.
Mm. Now,
men. I mean, my bad.
The fuck?
Men hit women now. Men hit women.
You gonna put that on us on this generation?
Man, listen, bro.
I feel like this generation hits the least.
No, because there is that sector of the world where there are women who will put their hands on men and expect no recourse.
Yes.
They think that's not gonna happen, and that's not the case. There are men who will, Chris Brown, put his hands and feet on you.
Let me see
if you can run it. So, you know, not to laugh at domestic abuse, but yeah, you know, those are conversations you have to have. So, you know, you gotta keep your hands, have some self-control, be able to talk like an adult, resolve your issues without putting your hands on people. No one should hit anyone. Dog. Let's just start there. No one should hit anyone, bro. And even at the when I was at the Chris Brown concert, me and Maya saw a bunch of domestic disputes that were about to happen.
Look at the environment that Chris nurtures.
Bro, there was so much going on, bro. Like, it was like, I don't know what was in the air, but.
But also, you saw it in Tampa. Tampa's
just a different motherfucker.
It's a shit show of a city.
Yeah, it's a shit show.
Chris, you got boys, man. What are the boys learning about, like, fighting with women? Putting your hands on women. Or because you know what? I think putting your hands on women is actually pretty 1, 2, 3. What are the boys learning about when women put their hands on them? Because that's the real situation. I think it's common knowledge now. We just don't beat girls. But if girls beat you, what's the appropriate response?
And see, that's the tricky part.
That's the tricky part.
Because you have a like Ricky said, it's a group of, like, a section of these women that feel like they can put their hands on men with no retaliation, and trying to teach your kids that is actually the correct, no retaliation is the correct response. But at the same time, you don't want to allow somebody to beat your ass. So, like, my thing is, like, all right, if she get a slap off of you before you, your hand up there real quick and block it, or you could parry it a little bit, that's not reason for you to go ballistic and beat the shit out of nobody, right? You a man, you could take a one slap, but if you getting your ass whooped, defend yourself, bro. Don't, if they swinging, defend yourself. But if you taking a one slap, when we talk about double standards, I think that's one double standards that as a man, you got to be able to eat a one slap, bro.
You got to take one.
If you can't take one slap and keep your bearings, you really a bitch.
I just don't foresee a reality where it's just one. But
nah, you know, sometimes they get one off and then they realize what they did and they like, oh shit.
He's a man.
I saw a bench press
yesterday.
I'm talking about in that situation. Now, if you're talking about it's full on, hands is being thrown and you getting hands and feet put on you by a woman, at all means defend yourself.
Have any of you guys ever gotten hit by a woman?
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm a cheater.
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean?
That's why I say I've been slapped for a show.
The fuck? I date majority Caribbean women. They can't express themselves the other way. You ever cheated on a Jamaican? Whoa, let me, hey.
Oh,
brother,
fuck, man.
Brother?
I'm a cheater.
Brother?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've got hit. I've got smacked him right in the face.
But there's a difference between taking hits and then being abused. Like I said,
but you know, it's the way I look at it is as a man, bro. Like again, you know, depending on what your views are, women, sorry, but you're stronger than the woman usually, so you can restrain a woman. You can restrain her from like beating your ass. You don't have to knock her out or put your hands on her back. Just yo, you need to calm the fuck down.
So I told my son, I'm like,
you need to calm down.
You're either gonna be faster or stronger.
Yeah.
So it's like
I've run.
If you're faster, get out of there.
Yeah, I've read.
If you're stronger, hold her down.
Yeah.
If you're dating Serena Williams, my brother, do what you must. because if you're dating Serena, she might be faster and stronger than you. It just is what it is.
You can just take your L.
Lock yourself in the room. That's what you should do.
I've ran. Ben has seen me in the parking lot.
Beat her to the bathroom and lock the door, bro.
Ben has seen me in action. Yeah. I've ran.
Because I'm going to tell you.
Juke moves, everything. I ran.
Some of the women that I've dated, 320, 350 pounds, there's no restraining.
I don't swim up those waters. But I mean,
there's no restraining at 3 pounder, buddy. I'll tell you that.
For sure faster than that.
For sure faster.
You throw a hot dog one way, you run the other way, bro.
I tried to tussle with a BBW. I ended up in the ER the next day.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Pull something.
I think I tore my ACL.
Is that how you tore your Achilles?
This nigga Lex no good, bro.
Nah, man.
This nigga Lex no good.
He just heard from sports or women.
This nigga Lex is no good, Jesus.
But you're like doing extreme sports tussling with BBL.
Yeah,
BBW.
That's ECW over there, bro. That's fucking.
That motherfucker fell on me.
Ooh-wee.
All of her fell on me.
Ooh, wait.
Hey, I bet the fight stopped in you immediately.
Yes.
I always dated. It was trying to say athletic women, so they were either just as fast or they, you know, they just don't give up. It's like, fuck,
that's the problem, bro. Okay. You get kicked by a track star.
Brother.
That's like a horse kick.
You be horsing around with him and you forget, oh, this bitch in the gym too. God damn.
I got put in a leg lock with athletic woman. I thought she was going to crush my rib cage. Yeah. I thought she was gonna crush.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't let them do that.
What situation is gonna get you put in the leg lock?
Baby? Play fighting. Hopefully it turns into sex.
Yeah. Imagine.
That's usually like the little icebreaker. Hey, girl, what you doing over there?
You wrestle your dick in there.
Put your set up and I don't know where you your clothes come off.
So you know Stone Cold Stunner.
Let me show you this move I was working on.
Speaking of Stone Cold Stunner, resting shit, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, rotten piss.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
He's probably calling Satan a nigger in hell.
Yeah. He eats your vitamins and your prayers.
You think he disappointed that all the black people was there?
Oh, yeah. He's in there like, damn, all these niggers in here too? So I'm back in Tampa.
That nigga said he wants his daughter with an 8-foot-tall nigger. Brother.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Brother.
You see, she don't fuck with him.
She wanted with Amos. Shout out my dog, man.
Shout out Amos Mack. Congrats. I ain't gonna say why, but congrats, man.
He's a connoisseur.
I'm not gonna say why. It's nobody's business why, but congrats, brother. We're very proud of you, okay?
You won't be connoisseuring no more.
Okay? The connoisseur of one. Congratulations, brother.
Oh, sorry. Shit. Ricky said 8-foot-tall black man. I just thought of Amos.
Oh, fuck, bro.
And there can only be one.
He's been one of the men. Yo, well, you niggas start the ball back in. He gonna hit that shit like, man, fuck them niggas.
He gonna be so mad. Shit.
That was funny. Wow. But yeah, man, fuck Hulk Hogan. Fuck that nigga, man.
Mm-hmm. And so is there nothing that like somebody like Hulk Hogan can do for redemption? In y'all eyes?
It's not about redemption. I just think we got a glimpse. Because, like, before we saw, like, some of those messages and things like that, like, people liked them. But I think we got a glimpse into who the nigga really was.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you were like that well up until you're an old, balding fucking man, you can say you're sorry.
There's no redeeming that.
But I know how you feel.
Yeah, there's no redeming. That's just how you feel, bro. That's just who you are.
It's like, that's who you are. Because mind you, like, nobody black is saying he treated me unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
But like clearly if you don't want your daughter around up niggas unless they're 8 feet tall that can pay all the bills, you feel away.
Not only that, all the old wrestlers have horrible stories about this guy. Like
nothing to do with racism though. Yeah. It's just him being a snake.
He's just a bad guy, you know?
Like you could be a snake.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a snake.
Yeah. You're a top guy. You can be a snake.
In their community, they call that being a shrewd businessman.
Yeah,
Yeah, and that's fine, you know, but funny, okay? He didn't fuck with me, so why do I give a fuck about him?
That's all. Drake is coming back to America to tour. Are you guys excited? I am.
Coming to America too.
You guys excited?
Drake is coming back to America to tour?
He mm-hmm. better be careful.
Why? What's going to happen?
Donald Trump would get rid of that nigga if he ain't tightened up.
Nobody, he's half black.
He's not like us.
Okay?
He's not
walking,
like us.
Oh, he's a walking
he's half black, half safe.
He's a walking casket.
Hey, listen, he's not like
fuck,
us.
Bro. He's a zombie, bro.
Listen, this nigga Drake is, he's more of a comedian to me now than an artist. Did y'all see that music video? What did I miss?
No.
How are you guys not laughing at that shit, bro? This shit's hilarious, man. Please, Ricky, when you get a chance, watch the music video.
I actually missed it.
I have, I can't, you know, like, no pun, but I can't stomach the guy. You know, I just.
Like, what did I miss?
You gonna tell him what he gets
his abs done? Anything that I need to hear? Like, he had a song called Red, Blue, Green, Fire, but he took it off the streaming platforms. Like, everything that's good, they won't let him put out.
Good.
What did I miss was missable. Mm-hmm. The new shit with Central C, I don't listen to that UK bullshit.
Yo. Come on, man.
People from the UK don't make music.
Isn't Central C a white guy?
Don't do that.
He's white, right?
He's something.
I don't know what he is. He looks
he's white.
Like a thing. Like he's his own race. I don't know. I can't put my finger on him.
He's a cream colored Caucasian.
He's like a little olive. Like there's something going on.
Olive.
There's a little Italian in there somewhere.
An Italian with a, I mean, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But because like he's toured the UK,
he's in a slave deal,
and it looked great, bro. The tours looked great.
The guy has not stopped touring for years. Like, he's been. Why is a rapper that an artist that big on touring so much? That's unusual, but bro.
If you're hearing the details of the deal, like all the money he like gets paid or gets loaned, like he's able to pay it right back. This isn't a nigga hurting for money. Like the motivation for being on tour, like. Beyonce hasn't stopped. It's not about money. Some people just really like this shit.
But Beyonce will tour an album. Chris is touring an album. This guy is, he hasn't dropped a new album in the last year or two. He's on tour everywhere, bro. Like
he dropped more tours than albums.
Yeah.
Can we keep a buck with you? I think the nigga likes the positive reinforcement.
Like, I think so too.
After the year you've had,
I get that.
You want to be in a stadium full of your people.
But I get that. But I remember before the Kendrick asshole, but he put out a thing saying he had some health issues. He was going to take some time off and he was going to, because Drake hasn't stopped since he's came out, both sexually and as an artist.
Funny.
He hasn't stopped. He literally hasn't stopped. So it's like, dog, like the nigga's been, I don't understand. Like
I think big
acts don't usually tour this often.
I think it's possible to go even deeper than that past the positive reinforcement. I think Drake I don't think he sees himself outside of being Drake. I don't think he can not stay out of the limelight, because one would say that after the ass whooping, what you should do is go into darkness, fade into the black, stay offline, like stay out of the public eye for a little bit. But he can't. He can't.
It makes it harder to come back if you do that.
Like put a helmet on your head.
You just can't come back.
But that's the thing.
But he's Drake. What do you mean come back? He doesn't need, like, it's Drake.
One, he's Drake, and he's been here for almost two decades, and it's like, when do you think that your time might come to a close? I don't think he sees his time coming to a close.
Yes, he is.
Bro, you have to understand, niggas been watching Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z's time never came to a close. Jay-Z got his ass, in my opinion, mollywopped. Never stopped, came back, eventually good albums made you forget that Nas dragged him all over the fucking radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because before Not Like Us, we had, like, Ether, number two, debatable number one diss tracks of all time. Like, it was a fucking lashing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, Jay-Z just did what Nas couldn't. Kept releasing fire shit.
Yeah, but Jay-Z didn't sue.
Jay-Z also released a song or album every time Nas blinked.
Mr. So, I study rap battles for a living.
But nobody said Jay-Z should disappear.
Yeah, but Jay-Z wasn't as visible and doing, like, Drake is everywhere on every song all of the time for the last 20 years.
And also Jay-Z didn't have the evidence showing that people were kind of getting tired of you just a little bit. Because
since you've been a Drake fan, you've never once said to yourself, damn, bro, I miss Drake. I miss a Drake album. Or I miss, like, you've never had that. We've said that about our favorite artists, T-Pain, whoever.
I can tell you exactly why.
In the consumption era, brother. Like, it's a different era.
The,
like, for me, as long as he's going to release some dope shit, keep releasing it. Keep bringing it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not mad at that.
The problem is that he hasn't been releasing any dope shit.
He hasn't been in dope.
I'm not going to lie to you. What was it? For All My Dogs? It just came out at a terrible time. Beautiful album. Beautiful fucking album.
That's one of the new ones?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the newest one.
For All Your Dogs Getting Buried?
You see what I mean? And it's like that's not even that clever.
The last album I remember.
It's not even that clever.
No,
the last album I remember was the one when he had the Michael Jackson song on there. The Scorpion.
That song is still shit.
That was
a terrible. How you song, feel man. About him being compared to Michael Jackson right now?
No one compares him to Michael Jackson. If there's anyone that compares Drake to Michael Jackson, that me and that person should not be having a conversation.
There's plenty of people comparing him to Michael Jackson.
He's not being compared to Michael Jackson. His numbers are being compared.
It's still him
in comparison.
Michael Jackson has an album that sold over 100 million copies where you had to go to the store to go buy them. There's no comparison. There's nothing to talk about. You're sitting at your house and people are botting your streams. That doesn't mean anything to me. That doesn't mean shit to me.
The Lawson say he don't use bots.
If there's a mic stand, why are you holding that? Help me understand.
Huh?
Why are you holding that?
I don't know. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know. Because usually when we're potting, I'm drinking.
He's holding it. I'm sure you're fucking with the sound. Why are you holding it?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Put your hands together.
I got to get used to this.
Hold your phone. Get some water. Relax your body.
I'm going to sit like this, guys. I promise. See,
Chris is rolling. Ben is just sitting. Relax your body.
And I don't know if you guys noticed it. You guys can watch back on the camera. I've gone like this at least twice. Like, my natural instinct is to go reach for a drink. It's not there.
Fucking alcoholic.
Yeah.
Speaking of alcoholics, Nicki Minaj has been spiraling online. And
that's a cocaine addict.
Unfortunately.
Alcohol too.
I hate to say it. Maybe I'm just a Young Money ass fan. Because I feel like also she's not wrong. She just sounds insane.
What is her fight? What is she mad at, bro?
When you drunk and high, always sound crazy?
I've been asking for the last month and a half, like, what is she mad at?
Okay.
And no one can tell me.
Here's the deal, right? When Jay-Z was trying to put up Tidal,
okay,
he had a bunch of motherfuckers invest saying, yes, like, hey,
I remember.
We're going to give the power back to the artist, blah, blah, blah. He sold it.
Okay.
Made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she didn't get paid what she was supposed to.
Okay.
Okay? And then after that, he signs Megan, props up Megan, and she feels as if it's to bury her. She feels conspired against, and that bitch has a case, brother.
You just described to me business. That what you just described to me.
But bad business, per her.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is, if I feel wronged, just like Drake, I feel like behind the scenes, I'm getting fucked over, why should I shut the fuck up?
Because a lot of people got fucked over for you.
That's none of my business, brother. Okay. I can only stand up for me. Okay. If the radio used to once shit on other guys for me, now I'm being shat on. Who knows better than me that the room smells like shit?
I'm not saying that.
Who knows better than me? I know what shit smells like.
I'm not saying
I used to shit.
I'm not saying she doesn't have a case. I'm just saying like.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
That's not fair.
I don't want to hear this shit.
That's not fair.
No, I think.
Get in the booth, bitch.
I think bitching is unfair.
Why?
Because at some point in time, Nicki Minaj was Meg Thee Stallion coming into the industry and being championed by people in the industry.
But for no reason?
Nah, because I mean.
Meg got talent.
Yeah, that's fucked up to say about Meg.
Not when you're comparing her to Nicki Minaj.
I'm not saying that.
Nicki Minaj is peerless.
She's a
rapper's rapper for sure.
Yeah, she's
but her. My thing is, in terms of Nicki Minaj as a business, when she was brought into the music industry, she was championed above legends like Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, MC Light, and all these other female rap,
brother,
and
Lauryn
Hill.
Deservedly.
Like, I mean, deservedly because, as like with anything else, when you get the 2.0, the original was cool, but the 2.0 is designed to be better.
No, but like more consistent than Lauryn Hill.
For
better
sure.
Rapper than Foxy.
That's not saying much.
Writing her lyrics, unlike Lil' Kim. Like, she was literally better than these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like nobody did Nicki Minaj any favors.
But it was
She beat ass the hard way.
Yeah,
it's still the music business, bro. So, at the end of the day, like, yeah, you skilled and yeah, you got talent. But if I can make somebody look skilled and I can make somebody look like they got talent, then guess what? That person is skilled and talented too.
That's crazy.
You're right.
But that's crazy.
Wanting the money that you're owed is one thing. I'm not ever going to be mad at somebody when they get their money and they're just due. But this, all this conspiracy shit that she's fucking conjuring up and all this bullshit, like, no, miss me with that shit, bro.
And it's also hard for the public to accept it, knowing who she's standing beside and has a baby by. Come on, man. It's hard.
When did the public hate pedophiles? When did they start?
It's not like us.
Funny. Fuck you. Let's change the subject. Fuck you. I don't like this at all.
Allegedly, we don't want to get sued.
Please. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. I welcome you. Aubrey, please. My real name is Allen. Send the lawsuit.
Not for real.
Send it right here, pal.
If you send that lawsuit, this podcast is out of here, bro. To the moon.
Anybody listen to Jid's new project?
Yeah, boy, rapping on that shit. It's fine.
Good?
Yeah.
1 to 10?
I give it 8, 9. Yeah, he's rap.
Nine.
Have you guys heard it?
No.
I heard like maybe 4 tracks.
That's not my kind of
rap. That nigga's rapping, dog. Like, he's rapping on that shit.
I never forget, I saw Jid live when I took the boy to see Yachty. Absolute snooze fest. God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah, he's not your type. So, I mean, as far as music goes, but for me, rap albums of the year right now are the Clips, of course. It's the best album, not even close. Alfredo 2 by Freddie, and then Jid.
Have you played that Clip shit more than once?
Nigga, I play that shit every single day.
Interesting. Okay.
I was going to come in here in my Clip shirt that I bought when I bought the merch pack, but I was like, fuck, I didn't want to black today.
You're buying Clips merch.
Yeah, because I was going to go to the show.
You really hate Drake because nobody's that big of a Clips fan. Yeah, you really hate Drake.
I love Pusha, man. Yeah. I love Pusha, and I love his brother.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Malice.
I love his brother, his dad. You don't give a fuck about those guys. You hate Drake. Son of a bitch. His brother?
You love his enemies.
Nigga, I like them niggas.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Mr. Me Too.
Have you heard Gunna's new project?
Yes, I love that project as well.
Gunna's project is good.
Gunna wanna float it.
Yes.
How do you feel about his tiff with Young Thug?
I used to love Young Thug so much, but I think he sounds like an absolute moron.
His fucking moves lately have been so
like,
fucking
I don't
weird.
Understand. I'm ready for Chris to say that it's a clone. But like it's like
dog. He's definitely fat, could be.
It's like, bro, like, okay.
Nah, that's really Thug. I don't
know. You're mad at a guy for telling police that he was not involved in your gang-related activities. Like, what? And the guy's making you tons of money, bro. He's on your label, bro. Like, all he did was say, hey, I'm not involved with any of their organized crime. Like,
nah,
I'm
not exactly.
I'm not a criminal.
I can't let you do that. Not exactly.
Because this nigga, that's master gaslighting.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, he literally said, hey, me and Thug were there, but it was not me.
But
that's
no,
crazy.
What the attorney asked him was, is YSL a gang? And he said, yes. That's where you, no matter what else you say, oh, I wasn't
that
there.
That was fucked up.
I was unaware of this activity. Whatever you want to say after the fact to try to coddle the initial statement, the problem is when the lawyer asked him, is YSL a gang? He said yes.
Is it not though?
Regardless of what it is, that's where the quote unquote snitching stems from.
But you know the problem is these niggas are expecting street behavior from non-street niggas.
Exactly.
That's the problem. That's on you. Like for you to come on, these niggas are not real street niggas.
You
bro.
Got a kid out of performing arts.
Come on, dog.
And now you want him to abide
households.
By street rules.
And now you want this guy to come on hold you down.
It's just crazy how like everybody's turning their back. Like Lil Baby, a bunch of guys who he came out rapping with. Nobody wants anything to do with him.
Which is crazy because he's better than all of them.
Not Thug.
Wasn't the last good Thug project.
It doesn't matter.
It's a Thug fanatic here. I'm a Thug fanatic.
The good projects are time. Like for me,
no, they're timeless. Of course.
Like Gutter has not done anything that touches Jeffrey.
But
no,
all,
he hasn't.
All
but
Thug has been doing is YSL shit.
It's not been good.
Nah, I mean,
it's not been good.
There's tracks on there on the YSL songs where it's mostly him.
We haven't had a good Thug song since like 2019, 2020.
What?
It's been that long.
I'm trying to think. The trouble has been jail. Yeah.
The album they put out when he was
in jail was horrible.
Had two songs on it that I fucked with. I don't know.
We were actually in Jamaica when that shit dropped. That shit was horrible, man.
I'm not saying it was a great project.
I had KFC in Jamaica. I'm so sorry, Chris.
It's amazing.
Oh my God. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I waited in line for an hour and a half. Some of the worst customer service I've ever experienced in my life.
And I thought I was going to get the same experience because we went to a KFC in Africa and it tasted just like I was in Myanmar. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Why'd you think African KFC would be better?
Because
Jamaican KFC is amazing.
Jamaicans make, like, they're known for chicken, though. Africans ain't really known for chicken.
Bro, they were in KFC running chicken scams, nigga.
Yeah.
It's a nigga in line buying KFC over and over again and selling it for, like, 30% higher just to make sure that niggas don't stay in line.
Like, it's a treat to them when they go out there.
Niggas are scamming everywhere.
It's not like how you want to get an express plate? Come holla at me, man. I'm right here outside KFC.
But bro,
Kentucky fried chicken in Jamaica and Africa is insane.
Let me tell you something about these women in Jamaica, brother. Mm-hmm. Okay, brother. I was trying to get off the resort because the real party was on the streets.
Breast, mm-hmm. hips, and thighs.
More than KFC, oddly mm-hmm. enough. That shit was nuts.
You wonder why?
I wonder why.
All that GMO chicken they down there eating.
God bless.
God bless indeed. Niggas, y'all boys, they're banning Kanye from performing in the States. He's not able to find any venues. Because I saw a concert of this nigga in Korea. It looked insane. The only two concerts I want to go to are Drake and Kanye right now. And none of them.
I want to go to Kanye. But why would you think they would allow somebody who's going on saying, fuck you, you Jew bastard, to everybody for the last 2 years? No one's going to want to do business with
him. Did you hear that Hitler song?
I haven't heard it.
Oh, my God.
I heard it.
Is it good?
It go crazy. It's Kanye. Like, bro,
it's a Hitler to a beat.
What happens to this nigga? That's crazy. He's always gonna be able to cook.
The last Kanye song I heard was the. That one.
No matter what, dog gonna cook.
I remember the melody being crazy on that Hitler song.
I gotta go listen to it. Because he was supposed to drop an album, but I didn't find it on streaming services.
Bro, he's being like blackballed. But what they don't know is it's Kanye. He's never gonna leave my heart.
You know what I find interesting? That they'll blackball Kanye for Hitler, but they have books that promote Nazism and Hitler all over Amazon, and they sell them shits like nothing.
Trump is a Nazi.
Some of them shits are like highly touted after books. I think you got to say allegedly when you say stuff like that.
Or what? Speaking of Trump, he met with Putin in Alaska recently. And that shit is interesting because, like,
you seen You seen the blick check?
You understand? Like, the whole thing is a dick swinging contest.
Like, yeah. I got mine on me, nigga.
Who got the bigger plane? Who
comes yours?
Late?
Fighting jets flying over. You know, like, shit. Like,
so they had a secret meeting first, which is some bitch ass shit. Trump came out, and Putin came out, and Putin spoke first on American soil, which is apparently a crazy no no. And the nigga spoke for like a long time before he let Trump speak. But apparently, per the experts, Trump got bitched.
Yeah.
Because Putin don't fold.
Hey, so a nigga come in your house, you gonna let him do the introductions?
Nah, brother, that's not how that works. In another language?
You gonna let him introduce himself to your wife and kids? Mm.
That's nuts when you put it like that, brother. That's
came
nuts.
To your house.
No, this is my
at
house.
Your table, ate your food.
He basically pulled the ruler out and said, look, my dick is this big, nigga.
Pause.
Yeah,
and mind you. The nigga like 5'6". Like, he's a little man. Trump is 6'2".
Yeah, he's like 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, you're talking about my wedding ring?
Yeah.
No, it just gets me all the bitches.
He married to the game.
It gets me all the bitches. It's like a fitness ring, a aura.
Oh, aura?
Counts my steps and all that other bullshit.
You're a
But whenever I put it on this finger, drive a bitch is crazy.
Yeah. It just doesn't stop anything.
That nigga's in the bubble.
I'm in the gym.
Doesn't stop anything.
Because normally, you know, because of the way I'm black, nobody talks to me.
Okay. Because the way I'm black.
Nobody asks you for a spot. Nobody uses the treadmill next to me.
Yeah.
I put this motherfucker on. Yeah. I'm spotting women. They want to know how I'm doing. Can I watch their phone really, really quickly?
Yep. Can you record me real quick?
Hey, brother. Let me tell you something. I don't even ring finger on all the time. If you want to fuck with a married man, baby. Speaking of which, a brother named, is a coach, Demetrius Beverly. Okay? He's a coach out of Alabama, I believe. Recently lost his life because he was fucking somebody's wife
in their house.
Jesus.
Okay? Husband came home unexpectedly. Because apparently the little girl was posting that nigga on her close friends. Okay, husband got a wind of it, came into that crib, laid everything down.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
The wife was posting the side on her close
friends? On her close friends.
That's cool.
And one of her close friends apparently wasn't that close.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Let husband know what's going on.
And then the dude, the side dude, was fucking the wife, the man's wife in the man's house.
Of course.
Jeez.
Of course.
Bro.
And like, let me tell you, I made a promise to myself, I'm going to stop hitting niggas' wives. But it is so hard not to fuck niggas' wives. Let me tell you something. Where it is a full-time job. I did it once this year, and I felt terrible about it. But I'm never going to do it in his house. That's nuts.
So what made you feel terrible about it?
Because I told myself I wasn't going to do it.
Okay.
But she was undeniable.
Mm. Interesting.
The nectar of another man's wife is too sweet.
Okay. Just so everyone knows, this is a comedy podcast, and
the waters of another man's wife.
The waters of another man's wife.
The nectar of another man's wife is too sweet. It's crazy, bro.
Is that not the title?
Oh my God.
The nectar of another man's wife too long?
No, that's an insane title, bro.
When y'all niggas would tell me that like that shit would happen, like back in our running days, man, I used to think y'all niggas was crazy. Shit. Because I always thought in the back of my mind, bro, you gonna get shot. Like you could get shot. You get killed.
You know what getting older teaches you is that once you love a woman enough, like especially like your wife, it's crash out where like there is no too far when it comes to your wife. And niggas are willing to die for this. Niggas would throw their lives away for their wife. So it's like if a nigga catch you in his crib greasing his wife, and some niggas for really lucky, like some niggas are lucky to have their wives. You know what I mean? Like some niggas kind of like shot their shot.
Yeah.
And got a woman out of their league.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That nigga will kill you.
Yeah.
And throw his life away.
It's like when the white guy says, you sure outkicked your coverage.
Hey, man. Hey. And apparently the coach who died, he had a wife and kids.
Jeez.
So it's like.
That story is a lot deeper too, though, because it's weird. He coached the girl when she was a kid.
He was 30 something. She was 23. So he had 10 years on her already.
And he had coached her when she was a kid.
Mm.
So it, I don't know. It's a little groomy. It's a little groomy.
He laid the wife down too?
No, I don't think so.
No, nigga, okay. He loves her.
Okay.
It's the nigga who's the problem. Why are you here?
I'm sure she got a couple of slaps.
She's free to go fuck whoever she want now. Her side nigga dead and her main nigga in jail. She go fuck whoever she want.
I couldn't be a judge because how could I put that guy in jail? How could I? He saw an intruder. Okay, this nigga was entering his wife.
So yeah, literally.
You're an intruder.
Fuck my home. He's in my wife.
Yeah, that is my home.
you're entering my wife without permission. Yeah, I have the right to lay you down.
Your wife looked back at you and said, no, it's our home now, nigga.
Oh, it's our home. God.
Back in the biblical era, man, like, that was, nobody would bat an eye. Like, you could display that nigga on your front lawn.
Yeah. Funny. I want to say rest in peace, but brother, you, what are you doing?
Now I think it's rest in peace anytime somebody died, no?
For me.
That's a good question. When is it rest in peace?
We just told Hulk Hogan to fuck off.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? So like, there are levels.
But no,
I wouldn't tell this guy to fuck off.
Agree, no, I wouldn't tell this guy that. We all agree that Hulk Hogan's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you're going to hit somebody's wife, spring the bread for the room. You know what I mean? Respect yourself.
If you're going to hit somebody's wife... One, the wife that's doing the cheating, don't post in your close friends. Two, God that's hitting the wife, don't do it in the man's house.
See, this is
why. Get a fucking hotel.
This is why don't fuck with young women, bro, because certain things I just can't deal with. Okay, no one 35 is posting an affair on their close friends.
Not only that, though. I know 25-year-old women back in our day that wouldn't do that dumb shit. Some women are just dumb, bro.
No, bro.
That's just fucking stupid.
That's
dumb.
Just stupid.
Because we know a lot of 35-year-olds, too, that are still fucking dumb.
Still stupid.
Yeah. So, I ain't gonna lie. She tried to play, bro, like a real sucker.
She's just fucking stupid, bro. She's just fucking stupid, bro. That is a dumb thing to do, though.
She tried to make a, like...
That is a... And he's even dumber. Why? I'm not even mad at her. Like, I'm mad at him. Why are you going to this man's house? That I've never been crazy. That horny, bro.
I'd be nervous going to...
I'm lying.
Bro, when bitches are not married, I'm still a little wary about going to the house.
Yes.
I love a neutral location. You know what I mean? Because...
That's the safest thing to do.
I want to be able to control the circumstances.
You know, bro. And niggas be getting slid, bro. Like, it's a be set up, bro. Like, dog, I'll send you the low. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't coming to your shit.
Nah, hell no.
Fuck.
Send you the low. That crazy nigga sent him to hell. Bro.
Facts.
I feel terrible.
Facts.
I feel so terrible. Speaking of terrible, the people of Minnesota are protesting the Vikings, not because they suck, not because they don't love the team.
What about you, boy?
It's because
they do suck.
They're the newest. No, they're pretty good.
No, he sucks.
Who?
The Vikings have a male cheerleader now.
He sucks.
They are one crazy. Of 12 teams with male cheerleaders. We have Vikings, Ravens.
Hold on. What? Yeah. I thought we was talking football. What are we talking
kind
about?
Of. These niggas have male cheerleaders on their team. And like not the kind from high school that lift, but the kind that flip their hair and shake pom-poms.
Say word.
The 12 teams that have male cheerleaders, Vikings, Ravens, Rams, Saints, Eagles, 49ers, Patriots, Titans, Colts, Chiefs, Bucks, and Panthers.
But it made it a requirement.
I don't know. It's so funny because I'm picturing the guy because I saw the picture of him. Though that's just so funny to me.
He's looking like, hey.
He is a twirling. He is a. Oh, that's just so funny.
I saw the video. Like he is doing the choreography.
Yes.
Well, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. He is doing the choreo, brother.
Because you know when you go to like the college football games and there's the male cheerleaders, what they're doing is they're holding up the women and stuff like that. He's not doing that.
No, no, no. He's doing something different.
He's one of the girls.
He's one of the girls.
I tell you, one organization that ain't going for that. Jerry's organization will never.
Oh no. They're not.
They will never.
They will never.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
When.
Yeah, that's true.
Jerry's club will never, bro.
And Jerry will never die.
But as avid sports fans, like, how much does that mean to, like, what does that matter to us?
I mean, for the
Dallas Cowboys,
y'all at
it means
the game
a lot.
Looking at the cheerleaders anyway.
No, for us, no. But the football watchers, those middle of America white football watchers, that shit is.
I'm not gonna lie. No. I could do without cheerleaders altogether.
Yeah, I don't get why cheerleaders are a thing. Still, I don't understand it.
I mean,
unless you're the Dolphins or the Cowboys, where it's like.
That's a big thing. Like
that's a part of the thing.
The DCC,
like I'm surprised that Miami
Dolphins
have
cheerleaders. Bro.
That's a shocker to me.
That's a shocker.
You say you surprised?
You surprised that the Dolphins don't have? Yeah, it's a shocker.
It's a shocker
that like, they don't have male cheerleaders.
Yeah, like San Fran definitely makes sense, but Miami no male. That's nuts.
It's like if I go to a Green Bay Packers game and I'm sitting in fucking Green Bay in fucking November. What the fuck are we doing here with Chili? Where are the Chili's gonna be at? You know?
It's like Green Bay just start letting niggas play quarterback. They are so far away. From male cheerleader. Like some
another
teams are just
terrible team.
The Rams, I would understand. That's the LA market.
What are you watching, brother? Green Bay is amazing.
They lost. All right, whatever.
Dude, the Falcons.
Wait till the season starts. You're gonna be saying you're gonna be biting your words.
Falcons not on the list.
Your
which
words.
Is crazy. The Falcons should be on this list.
That's what I'm surprised by.
The Falcons should have all male
cheerleaders. Yeah, they should have all male cheerleaders. Hey, like,
you know, I did a 420 comedy show without smoking.
Shit.
Okay, I'm in a dispensary doing a comedy show. They're smoking all around me.
I was going to go.
They gave edible gift bag. I still have the edibles in my house.
That's crazy. I'm proud of you, man.
Speaking
awesome.
Of which, that's man, can we petition for you to tell us when you doing mics, nigga?
This nigga.
Because I like stand-up, but I'm tired of telling you this.
So the two shows that I did this weekend, it's a brand called Don't Tell Comedy. And their whole thing
clearly
is...
Clearly, you fuck with them,
nigga. You live by that.
So their whole brand is secret comedy shows. Like, they pretty much, they tell people to go buy tickets. They're not going to tell you who's on the show.
Whoever running that, is. Keep hiring Plus, because he got the business motto down pat.
Yeah. Facts.
Okay? They send niggas an address the night before. Nigga, comedians included. I don't know where I was going to the day before.
No, I told. I just got here and told you guys, saw a flyer. We talk to this nigga every day, and I have to find out through social media what city he's in, what show he's doing.
All I'm saying is, right, you took your ass to a Chris Brown concert. Did Chris Brown text you? You took your ass to all kind of motherfuckers. Did they text you? Did they tell you? No. You gave a fuck. You went to their page. You bought the fucking ticket. Respect me, bitch.
How did this get on me?
Oh, yeah. Chris Brown don't fuck about you.
That still don't answer my question.
What do you mean?
I didn't go to Chris Brown concert. Right, tell me, nigga.
Good for you.
I sold my tickets, man. Chris Brown.
That's all I'm asking.
He doesn't
tell
do enough
me.
For me to pay to see him for $1,600. I'm not doing it.
This nigga did a whole new set the other day.
Yeah, man, nigga, I'm back performing from the white people. That shit is a great time. Because it's, if in the white people, I recite the jokes. In front of niggas, I perform the jokes. There's a difference.
Yeah. But look, he had to improvise. I don't think y'all seen the reel or the story that I saw. The nigga had to improvise damn near the whole first 5 minutes.
Because, bro, an old couple got thrown out. And it's like, in comedy, when something happens and it's the elephant in the room, you just can't start talking about anything else. You have to address the shit that happened. And it's just, bro, the nigga stood up for his wife and said, fuck you, fuck off, and did this shit. And I talked about this shit for 3 minutes.
To you?
No, to the host. So the host threw his wife out. And, you know, if a nigga throwing your wife out, you got to say something.
Yeah.
The nigga, they had to be about 80 years old. The nigga stood up and he went, fuck you, pal. That's enough. Leave my wife alone. Oh, nigga.
Comedy
oh,
ball.
Oh, nigga. Nigga, I got on stage. I was like, guys. And they knew. Jesus, shit. Bro.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
But no, it was, and also it was in fucking Boca. Don't nobody would drive up there, bro.
Nigga, you drove up there.
I
nigga.
Did. I drive further for somebody. You know, I
drove for back. Nigga, for to get paid, huh?
I want you guys to know that the NBA is changing their schedule now. Listen to this. Sunday night games, ABC, NBC, Peacock. Monday night games, Peacock. Tuesday night games, NBC, Peacock. Wednesday night games, ESPN. Thursday night games, Prime. Friday night games, Prime, ESPN. Saturday games, Prime, ABC. NFL, what the fuck? I'm sorry, NBA. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Getting paid. Getting paid.
I remember as a boy, when I wanted to watch football, Channel 4,
yep.
Channel 7.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When I wanted to watch NBA, 39, yep. TNT.
Yep.
Okay, like now, you need 6 subscriptions for each fucking sports league.
Or you can do what I've been saying on this podcast for the last 8 years, get a fucking fire stick.
And scream illegally, huh? Yeah, because every time I want to wash the door, I go on Stream East.
I have fire sticks at the house. I don't pay for none of this shit.
How much a fire stick cost you?
I can't remember. It's been so long, but you know, I'm like $80.
And it has everything?
Everything. Every fucking thing. I watch fights. You have everything. Pay-per-view.
It's ridiculous, man. They got too many people in there.
You gotta be tech savvy to NBA fuck has that too many shit, though.
No,
that
you
shit.
Don't. You plug the fire stick into the TV and you press play.
Yeah, I mean, y'all fire stick niggas try to make that shit seem silly.
Fire stick niggas. Y'all fire stick niggas.
I done been over your house, nigga. I done seen us struggle to try to find a boxing match with the good angle, nigga.
With the good angle is crazy.
Because you got every fucking camera view on the goddamn shit. Because the fire stick is hacking into the camera directly. So you got the ringside camera.
I don't pay
the
for
rotating
shit,
over the head camera.
No, nigga, I'm gonna get me a fire stick because I'm trying to watch every NFL game. I'm trying to watch the Ravens full season this year.
Yeah, man.
I'm waiting for Shador to start. Starting.
See, they put Red Zone on ESPN now. They with ESPN now, so
they gonna ruin that shit.
They gonna
bro.
Fuck that shit
they
up.
Gonna ruin that shit.
The good news is now if you have a Netflix subscription, you don't have to pay for that Terrence Crawford fight. That's what I'm hearing. That Canelo Crawford fight.
I hate watching little niggas box. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, it's too much. There's no more heavyweights for real.
That's the problem.
The only heavyweights that you see are the ones that you date.
Funny.
It's crazy.
But yeah. Guys, school started back. Oh. Fucking kids are gone.
Thank God, bro.
Boy, listen.
Thank God, bro.
The amount of Uber Eats I've spent on this massive fuck, okay? Bro,
this summer has been such a long summer, dog.
Man.
Fuck, man.
And then the little one doesn't even start school until August 25th. I can't wait to get rid of this nigga. This nigga's the biggest problem.
Nigga, I ran they ass to school.
Oh, my God.
School started Monday. They was there Sunday night.
Nigga, your children are going viral online right now, brother.
Yeah, man.
Super viral.
Big 729K.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maya, I sent Maya a video. I said, babe, look at this. And next thing you know, the next morning, she did it, like, just said it. And the next thing you know, she posted it, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Hey, mind you, when I met those children, they were yellow. The more they hang around your dark ass, the darker they get. You are ruining the children.
The nigger, the nigger's rubbing off on them.
Literally.
The nigger's rubbing off on them. Yes, it is. It really is. And I love it for them.
All right.
Final thoughts, baby.
Let's start over there. Ricky, what are your final thoughts, brother?
My final thoughts are, man, listen, Michael Jackson is still the GOAT. He will always be the GOAT. It's been confirmed. I went to what you guys say is the next Michael Jackson. It's not true. I've seen him twice live. It's not remotely close. So,
That's it. Oh, yeah. And also, go Canes. Go Canes, baby. Go Canes.
Fuck out of here. Christopher Columbus, what are your final thoughts?
Question everything.
Get the fuck out of here. That's on
brand. Yeah, that's on brand.
That's on
brand. Ben, final thoughts?
Goddamn, I wasn't prepared. Shit.
That's why I be coming to you last. You see, I try to give you all the pedophile. Yeah. Let me go. If you plan to taste the sweet nectar of somebody else's wife, make sure you rent the room. Niggas are killing about their little shit, brother. You hear me?
Pay the 120, man.
Pay the 120. Or go to the Chobie, take the drive. Right. Pay the 60. Okay? But don't fuck in that man's house. He will kill you. I know I would.
It's not worth it.
Debatable. Ben.
Ricky's a Republican now. No matter what he says, he's a Republican.
What Elon gang now, huh?
Yeah, he run with Elon. He just had a brunch with him last week. other than that, niggas is back, and yeah, fuck with us.
Don't trust white Africans. Y'all be good, man.
Mm-hmm. We have a song of the week.
Oh, song of the week is by a nigga named Haitian. This nigga is Haitian, born in Jamaica. Now the niggas doing fucking. It's dance hall, right? I think it's dance hall. The shit, everything I hear from Jit, the shit go crazy.
Say less.
Check this shit out. Let me know what you think.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
What motherfucker, what?
Hey, Melissa.
Yo, Nax.
Yo.
That's the man.
I don't know, say one Haitian and the other Haitian a babe and fling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a represent for DJ and I fuck who nah fuck for real. Ooh. In a my car can I, my part the night. She see the sea and can't lock off a pipe. Underwater make a key a synchronize. You never know me a teach a prototype.
Big party girl, how are you there, pa?
I'm here hot up the place, catch a pepper. Girl a climb on the window and the dress and the steel and the panty and the mesh off the take off. Becky Bones, no trampoline. She say you can't finger me if you hand not clean. No play hard then run around the clique. A crocodile dog, my send for she.
Yo, Tycold, I was in the park.
Yo, I'm use up my right arm, my left hand. My chin not touch no front like Tessan. Cause me a real bad man like Tesha. Ramputu, no nyam putu.
No.
She fuck Guzo, she fuck me too.
What?
She want be wife, she not putus.
Never.
She ugly like a jankunu. Story time, I pen to book yeah. She say if you pull a 20 foot yeah. She split, she quint, I evil look yeah. Come rock my hood, no broke my foot then.
Big party girl, how are you there, pa?
I'm here hot up the place, catch a pepper. Girl, I climb on the window, and the dress on the steel, and the panty, and the mesh off, it take her.
Fuck pussy girl, how are you there, pa?
Who for name that me see the on your left hand? She said, I worry me and the baby for the left hand. She want a hot back as out of depression, hey.
From me tiger skin out the gold. Girl, I wine for the tip when me bring out the pole. Man, she fuck the jaws while you pin out the clothes. Man, we like and pussy name Pinocchio. You pussy, you can make you see Tokyo. Deep in a girl bed, the while she spin out the rose. Girl, I took over fence, girl, I ship out it up. Want furnish a place and grill out the house, girl.
Rampuni, no nyampuni,
no.
Galang goody, no lang booby. Deep on with me, no ramp with me. She call her friend fi sandwich me. We want fi play with bambute. You pass the place, me blast the kale. Yalla, tear off the gate fi find the gate. Them a run puna on the street, me not to wait.
Hey shawty, wait, come here. How are you there, pa?
I'm here hot up the place, catch a pepper. Girl, I climb on the window, and the dress on the steel, and the panty and the mesh off, it take off.
Fat pussy girl, how are you there, pa?
Who for name that me see up on your left hand? She said, I worry me and the baby father left hand. She want a hot back as out of depression, hey.